Now the political battle over contraception has moved to New Hampshire. Republican leaders there oppose a federal rule requiring insurance companies to offer free contraception coverage to employees of religious organizations. They also want to change a 12-year-old state law on contraception. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers has more.
Get anywhere near New Hampshire House Speaker William O'Brien these days, and it's hard to miss the politics fueling his push to carve out a religious exemption from the state's contraception mandate.
The Obama administration is trying to divide this country and to divide women against Catholics. The amendment before you, however, is a way of guaranteeing religious freedom by ensuring that we are not forcing employers to purchase health care coverage that violates their belief.
New Hampshire has required contraception coverage in all prescription drug plans since 2000. The law was passed by a Republican legislature and signed by a Democratic governor. And nobody at the time, it seems, saw the policy as a blow against religious liberty. Democrat Terry Norelli co-sponsored the law. She says that objection never came up.
There was no discussion whatsoever. I even went back and looked at the history from the bill. There was not one comment about religious freedoms.
And it wasn't simply lawmakers who were silent. Religious leaders were, too. Diane Murphy Quinlan is chancellor of the Catholic Diocese of Manchester.
I wasn't here back in 1999, and we didn't have a full-time lobbyist in the legislature. It's possible that it was missed.
The diocese itself isn't directly affected by the contraception mandate because it, like New Hampshire's largest Catholic hospital, has chosen to self-insure. But if the church gets its way, contraception-free insurance may soon be widely available on the open market.
I ask that all of our people of goodwill support that which is in the best interest of that which gives life, that which sustains life.
That was Bishop Peter Labashi during a recent press conference. The diocese helped draft the bill, which would free any employer, be it an auto repair shop or a metaphysical bookstore, with a religious objection to birth control. It's unknown how many New Hampshire employers now carry insurance that runs counter to their religious tenets, but some are out there.
We are part of a group plan that forces us to do things that are against our Catholic principles.
George Harn is president of the College of St. Mary Magdalene. He admits he wasn't aware of the state law until the controversy erupted over the federal rule, but
if we had not found it now, we would have eventually discovered this problem and sought to correct it.
Yet critics say as drafted, this proposal's breadth may cause as many problems as it solves. They say its standards are so loose that employers could drop contraception coverage at will. Jennifer Frizzell is a lawyer with Planned Parenthood of Northern New England.
It's more open-ended, without criteria, without definition, with room for abuse than any of the other states in the country that currently have religious exemptions.
The fight over this bill won't end soon. The New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union says it will sue to block the measure should it become law. Both political parties are meanwhile using this issue, one on which bipartisan accord had been the norm in this highly secular state, to stoke activist fervor. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.